You know, the Bible says these words, recorded by the Apostle John, spoken by the Lord Jesus, chapter 14 of John, verse 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you that whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do," that's you and me, "because I am going to the Father." Now, I want you to draw in for a moment with me briefly. Can you imagine what it must have been like before the Lord Jesus left this earth? He's moments away from the cross and death for the world. And he talks to his followers about what? Heaven. Christ alone salvation, and the promise of the coming Holy Spirit of God. When we think about greater things, so many times we want to interpret that culturally for today's time. We had better be careful always interpreting the Bible in our culture. Our culture is really screwed up. But the way you interpret is originally contextually within the culture there. What we would say is that, well, that means that Jesus wants to use us to do greater things like raising people from the dead. Or he wants to do something great like healing people. Now, our God can do anything, anytime, anywhere with anyone. And so I want to make sure everybody understands that. However, that's not what Jesus was talking about here. Jesus was not referring to those kinds of greater things. You see, the greatest thing that Jesus was talking about, he is, when you look at contextually at the Gospel of John and then the rest of the New Testament, he is talking about the redemptive power of the Gospel of Jesus Christ that would be presented once the death of Christ has taken place. The power of the Gospel, the good news of Christ, that Christ died for the world, that by faith you declare him and your life is changed forever. That's what he was talking about. When he was talking about how we could do greater things, how could we do greater things? I mean, he's the Son of God. But listen, he didn't leave us without help. He left the Holy Spirit. He sent him. He's with us all the time. And he sent him, and when he sent him, he birthed the church on the very day he sent him. The New Testament church that had not existed ever before, he birthed them. And when he birthed the church, that changed everything. And now the church, which is comprised of millions and millions and millions of people across the globe, have the privilege to change the hearts of billions now that God has given us through his Son Jesus the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what is happening in John 14 is that he is handing us the torch. Jesus is handing us the torch. The torch is take the gospel to the nations of the world. The torch is make sure that everyone hears. That's the torch. And the torch is now held by the church. And when the church stands up, Jesus said, the church will be able to do even greater things than I am able to do. God has already been working some wonderful things in the life of our fellowship. We are talking about today, and we are about to give to what we call greater things, our three-year vision. Our three-year vision in our church that God has given us that does some incredible things built off of the church, off of the Great Commission, as well as the great compassion of Jesus Christ that he wants us to exhibit in the world in which we live. If you've been dialed out, or maybe you've been in and out, or maybe you just haven't been listening, what we have done today is produced for you just a moment of what God has been doing. And as you watch it today, may our hearts rejoice at the way the hand of God has already walked in our midst. Watch now.
God fans that spark into a flame as his people seek him humbly in prayer. On November 14th of 2010, Pastor Floyd shared the flame that God had placed in his heart for Cross Church.
The church is a body, the scripture says. Therefore, as Christ leads his church, the body, I want you to imagine with me two arms that reach out through the body, the arm of the Great Commission and the arm of the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to ask our church to give over a 3-year period of time. At least the amount we did in our last major campaign 6 years ago, which was $20 million.
The vision is clear and the direction is set, raising $20 million for the purpose of the church, the Great Commission, and compassion. But maybe God has something bigger that we could ask or imagine. Since January, 4 families have already committed to give $6.35 million to greater things.
If we as God's people will step up and say, here's what I have, Jesus, I offer this to you, it'll be enough. If we do what God tells us to do, he will tell us to meet the need.
God has already begun the work of greater things in our midst. On January 16th, the Fayetteville campus launched in faith. The results can only be attributed to God. In only 8 weeks, God has put together a community of over 1,400 people who have seen 69 people forever changed by the gospel. May God continue what he has started in the community of Fayetteville. A major component of greater things is a commitment to church planting. We believe that the gospel is the only hope of the world, and it must always be our first foot forward.
Last week I told you that we have planted 55 churches since 1992. I want us to plant at least 50 churches the next 3 years.
Partnerships are already in place for many of these church plants because of the Acts 1-8 Global Missions Conference at the end of January. The conference concluded with 16 churches signing covenants with Cross Church to plant gospel churches throughout the world.
I want to mobilize 1,000 of our people in a cross-cultural missions experience outside of Northwest Arkansas.
Fitting with the theme, Greater Things, God has already expanded the vision. In one weekend, we saw over 2,000 people commit to leaving Northwest Arkansas in 2012 for the purpose of sharing the gospel. God is doing greater things.
Literally, over 2,000 people stepped up and say, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm going. I don't know if I've got enough resources, but I'll go. And our life, our Christian life, it's a walk of faith. And God says whenever we walk with him in faith, he's going to reward that.
Ultimately, Greater Things is about the future of Cross Church. It is a command to shake off the spiritual laziness and move forward with the Great Commission. It is a call to reach out with arms of compassion to the hurting and needy. It is a challenge to ensure the long-term financial health of our congregation.
You like to plan for the future for your kids and your family, and you don't always have an opportunity to do that in the church. You give your tithe and you know that that covers the budget, and that's a good thing, but we're being allowed to give to a program that will position the church financially for our children. And you can't count on people in the future to give to the church, to keep the church healthy, but we can give now to make the church stronger for our kids.
I think we're going to look back and say, you know, that's when it changed. That's what made a difference, not only in Cross Church, but in Northwest Arkansas, and now we can see our impact in America and throughout the world.
Greater things have yet to come, and greater things are still to be done.
Greater Commission, greater compassion for a greater Cross Church.